out of the air and hit the table by Zeno's hand. FedEx, the messenger of the gods, one of the all-time greats, said Zeno. A bird appeared in the doorway. At least it looked vaguely like a bird. It was about a foot high, black and white, with a bent beak and an expression that suggested that whatever it was it really dreaded ever happening to it had already happened. What's that? Said Brother. A penguin, said the voice of Om inside his head. Patina, the goddess of wisdom? Oh, one of the best, said Zeno. The penguin croaked at him and waddled off into the darkness. The philosophers looked very embarrassed. Then Ibid said, Forgul, the god of avalanches? Well, where's the snow line?
200 miles away, said someone.
They waited. Nothing happened.
Relic of an outmoded belief system, said Zeno.
A wall of freezing white death did not appear anywhere in Ephib.
Mere unthinking personification of a natural force, said one of the philosophers in a louder voice.
They all seemed to feel a lot better about this.
Primitive nature worship.
Wouldn't give you tuppence for him. Simple rationalization of the unknown. Huh, a clever fiction, a bogey to frighten the weak and stupid.
The words rose up in Brother. He couldn't stop himself.
Is it always this cold? He said. It seemed very chilly on my way here.
The philosophers all moved away from Zeno.
Although if there's one thing you can say about Forgul, said Zeno, it's that he's a very understanding god, likes a joke as much as the next man.
He looked both ways quickly. After a while, the philosophers relaxed and seemed to completely forget about Brother. And only now did he really have time to take in the room. He'd never seen a tavern before in his life, but that was what it was. The bar ran along one side of the room. Behind it were the typical trappings of an Ephebian bar, the stacks of wine jars, racks of amphora, and the cheery pictures of Vestal virgins on cards of salted peanuts and goat jerky, pinned up in the hope that there really were people in the world who would slatheringly buy more and more packets of nuts they didn't want in order to look at a cardboard nipple.
"What's all this stuff?"
Brother whispered.
"How should I know?" said Om. "Let me out so's I can see."
Brother unfastened the box and lifted the tortoise out. One roomy eye looked around.
"Oh, typical tavern," said Om. "Good. Mine's a saucer of whatever they were drinking."
"A tavern? A place where alcohol is drunk?
I very much intend this to be the case, yes."
But the Septuke no less than 17 times adjures us most emphatically to refrain from...
"Beats the hell out of me, why?" said Om. "See that man cleaning the mugs? You say unto him, give me a..."
"But it mocks the mind of man," says the prophet Ossory.
"And I'll say this one more time. I never said it. Now, talk to the man."
In fact, the man talked to Brother. He appeared magically on the other side of the bar, still wiping a mug.
"Evening, sir," he said. "What'll it be?"
"I'd like a drink of water, please," said Brother, very deliberately.
"Is something for the tortoise?"
"Wine," said the voice of Om.
"I don't know," said Brother. "What do tortoises usually drink?"
"The ones we have in here normally have a drop of milk with some bread in it," said the barman.
"You get a lot of tortoises,"
said Brother, loudly, trying to drown out Om's outraged screams.
"Oh, very useful philosophical animal, your average tortoise. Outrunning metaphorical arrows, beating hares in races, very handy."
I haven't got any money," said Brother.
The barman leaned towards him.
"I tell you what," he said, "Declivities has just brought around. He won't mind."
"Bread and milk?"
"Oh, thank you. Thank you very much."
"Oh, we get all sorts in here," said the barman, leaning back. "Stoics, cynics, big drinkers, the cynics, Epicureans, stochastics, anamaxandrites, epistemologists, peripatetics, synoptics, all sorts. That's what I always say. What I always say is..."
He picked up another mug and started to dry it.
"It takes all sorts to make a world."
"Bread and milk?"
shouted Om. "You'll feel my wrath for this, right?"